of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked in fear of the authorities. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Bless the Lord, O our souls. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so this is it. For the past 50 days, we have been in the great season of Easter. One of the most wonderful times of the season of the church. And what I love about the church here are the various seasons that it brings to us. The gifts, one might say, of the Spirit that God brings to us. And as I look back over the 50 days and those chapters and verses from Acts, a wonderful, wonderful book that Luke and his followers has given to the church, I believe that what we find is a retelling of the story of Israel and its people, a retelling of the story of how the apostles get the courage to proclaim and pronounce, a retelling of our story as well. For that is what God does. God relishes in the retelling of the stories. God delights in placing commas where we want to put periods. That's just the way God is. And thanks be to God, it is so. And so looking back at the beginning of Acts, we find that Jesus tells the disciples, "Look, I'm going to send you out to the far corners of the earth. You'll go beyond Jerusalem, to Judea, and then to Samaria. You will leave your comfort zone. You will leave your homeland. But I will be with you. I and my advocate, your advocate, will be with you. You will not do this on your own. You will not be alone." And yet, we move forward through Acts, and even into the 8th chapter, they're still in Jerusalem. And then what comes upon them is a great travesty. A great persecution takes place, and suddenly they are dispersed into, ready, Judea and Samaria, just as Jesus predicted. But they needed to be pushed out of their comfort zone. So then, we find in the end, Paul is in Rome. What was then the known world's end, and yet its epicenter at the same time. And there Paul secures a dwelling for himself, and he invites any and everyone who will come and listen to hear the story of Jesus. And how Jesus' life, death, and resurrection changes everything, including their stories. You see it happens over and over and over again. God calls out to Abraham in Hebrew scriptures and says to him, "I am going to make you the father of a great nation. Your descendants will be more than the stars in the heavens above you." And yet it will call on you to go elsewhere to form this nation. For in Abraham's time, People believe that history was cyclical. What happened to the parents would happen to the children. What would happen to the children would happen to the grandchildren. God retells the story through Abraham and calls him forth. He leaves his homeland. He leaves his comfort zone. He leaves all that is familiar of his life behind and goes forth. But Abraham does not go by himself. God's Spirit is with him. Moses leads the people out of slavery into the wilderness, and they wander for 40 years, and yet they do not wander alone. They do not starve. They do not thirst. God's Spirit is present with them, moving through them, with them, for them, lifting them up, walking at their side. And the story is retold yet again. And we see this over and over and over again. For you see, with God's Spirit, this retelling cannot be contained. It cannot be limited. It transcends time and space, geography, philosophy, even theology. It cannot be contained in any structure that we build, including the church. It permeates out. It radiates forth. It is how we live and move and have our being in God's Spirit. And from this Spirit, Jesus' message of hope, new life, and reconciliation is proclaimed by us. Us. In this time and in this place, we are called forth to share the good news. We are called forth to yell out, "Hallelujah." We are called for to retell the story of our lives, the lives of those around us, through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It is by the power of the Spirit that Jesus' message cannot be contained by any group or ethnicity, by any geographical limitation, by any religion. You see how it moves, how the story is renewed and told. The book of Acts, it goes from Jerusalem to Rome. It goes from an unknown entity to a known entity. It goes from a limitation of tongues to a speaking in many languages. It goes from local to global, from one tribe to all people. That's the wonder of the Spirit. It's God's Spirit moving among us and with us and for us to cause the young to have visions, to see life new and in different ways. It is the Spirit that brings dreams to the seniors so they remember and we remember as we make that transition from the young. As the Spirit led Abraham to a new country, into a new life, into the vast creation of new nations. And as the Spirit led Moses, the Spirit does not stop. The Spirit is not contained within the pages of the Bible or any sacred book, be it the Bible in all its entirety, be it Hebrew scriptures, be it the Quran, be it the writings of Buddha. The Spirit is not contained or restrained within those pages. It's the Spirit that moves Martin Luther to print the 39 Articles. It's the Spirit that gives Thomas Cranmer the courage to speak truth to power. It is the Spirit that leads a woman just shy of 5'6" to go into the very depths of poverty in Calcutta and change the lives of individuals she touches. Thanks be to God that it's so. continues in our lives as well. Give us the courage to stand up and proclaim that this story is not the last chapter. That in our world today that seems so racked by violence, by senseless killing, by narrow-mindedness, by greed, by corruption, this is not the last chapter. It is up to us through the indwelling of the Spirit through us to continue to retell the story. There are no walls that contain God's Spirit. Whatever boundaries we try to place, the Spirit chuckles, pushing them aside. For it is the retelling of the story, and the focus of the chapter is the ongoing reconciliation of all things through the love of God, manifested in Jesus and given to us by the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's not a one-time event, although we celebrated on Pentecost. And it is not so much the birthday of the church as it is your birthday and my birthday. It is the realization of who and whose we are. For you see, Jesus' first message is an announcement of your identity. That's the focus of it all. Your identity. A new world that is being spoken about you and about me and for you and for me and for our brothers and sisters seated next to us and our brothers and sisters who are outside that door and our brothers and sisters who cry out under the weight of injustice and ask for us through the power of the Spirit to lift that weight, to retell the story. It is a story about a love that has always been yours. The gospel, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is the announcement of God's insistence of who you are. Not God's suggestion of God's wish for who you are, but God's insistence, God's knowledge of the identity of each of us, that we are children of God. Through the indwelling of God's Spirit. Not because of how great we may be or I may be, but because God has all kinds of kids. And you and I are one of them. Through this manifestation come our gifts. Our gifts to create, our gifts to write, our gifts to act, our gifts to reach out, our gifts to be courage filled and life giving. And all of that comes to us by the Spirit and how she moves on and breathes life into us and continues to bestow upon us grace upon grace, hope upon hope, love upon love. We celebrated this day we call Pentecost, 50 days. Past Easter. But it is a true retelling of the story that occurred each and every day. Thanks be to God, it is so. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah.